So yeah, if we start at the beginning then and just ask you what motivated you to get into MMA.
Alright, so motivation wise, it's a long story. Basically, when I was like, I didn't sleep when I was younger, so I'd come downstairs, my mother would be watching like UFC. So I was like the first my seen age of MMA, my mother watching UFC. But my family, like my grandparents are black karate black belts, and they've always had like some sort of interest in fighting type of thing, right? And I also did growing up, I just like love like tech and Power Rangers, you know what I mean, like fighting stuff.
Yeah.
Love like knockouts, like just hit someone, they just go down and I sit, do you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, so I had like an interest in like martial arts and training, and I did like a bit of karate with my grandparents, and then I did a bit of boxing. I just mixed up, but nothing ever like just gripped me. I mean, I'm ADHD, like probably like just like I get distracted. If like my interest ain't there, my ability to pay attention to it is terrible. Like I just can't do it. Like, and so yeah, so it started off like I started watching UFC early days, like it was on Bravo and stuff, and there was like you had Carriage and Orlovsky fighting and all. They're like all like older school heads. I think it's just before GSP even come on the scene. Like I remember when he first started and being like proper. Yeah, I was young. I was inspired by him a lot. He's like my first. He's still my favorite fighter. And then yeah. So like I went, but I never like interest in fighting. Do you know what I mean? Like I get into like little like scuffles as a kid. Like I just like venture out or whatever. Like chuck some balls. Someone gets someone chase you. I'm fighting there. But I never had like a big interest in fighting. Like I'm not like I don't like confrontation. Even now, like someone coming in and confronting me, I hate it. Like I hate confrontation. And but then basically, so I got jumped in your sand. So me and my friend were walking in the state of Blues, like roughly later. Like, and I was walking through. I didn't told him like, oh, let's not go this way. Like I know the boys are lying. They're not fucking nice boys and that. Don't go down this way. And we got in again, jumped. And I remember like I ran and I was crying my eyes out again. I'm like I was scared. Like, you know, it's a horrible feeling. I can't explain it. So she made me go back boxing. So I'd done a bit of karate, didn't really stick it in. She made me go back boxing. I went there for a bit. I did like a year and I was enjoying it. But the problem with boxing was that you don't get given like much attention, right, until you like real gym and commit to it. Like if you've been in a boxing gym before, or from my own experience in boxing gyms, you hit the bag, you do your rounds or whatever, and like maybe get a bit of padding or whatever, okay? And I'd be there and I'd be always be nagging, of course, can I spar? Because I just loved sparring. Like, I loved that aspect. I don't know what it was about like trying to figure someone out and just, like I never saw it as a fight though. This is the thing. When I had competitions when I was younger, and I seen it as a fight, it would scare me. When I spar, I just seen it as like fun, like a puzzle. So I did it for over a year, and then like, I got jumped a second time at the end of the year, sorry. So I didn't go boxing straight away, got jumped, a little scared, go jump a second time in the end of the start of the summer holidays, so the end of your second, go jump a second time, and then after that I was just like I wouldn't leave the house 6 weeks, and that's when mother forced to go boxing. So like year 8 to year 9 I was doing a bit of boxing, and but I was watching MMA, so I was watching MMA but going to boxing, it's boring, like, do you know what I mean? Like it just doesn't, like I like boxing, like I watch bits now, I'm not a big boxing head, I openly admit it, but like I was going just hitting the bag or whatever, and then I stopped. But my hands are a little bit sharp, like, I mean, my grandpa was always doing bits of me anyway. My hands are getting a little bit sharp. So I had that there in the bank. And one day, and then Major opened up by me. So it's like Jamie Weaver, a guy from Merthyr, was Iron Warriors, was doing a little class. And I went there and he's like, you have to be 16 to train. So you can come and train. Because my mother knew me, you have to train with your mum. So I started off my mum training. So me and my mum, she's my drilling partner. She fucked me up as well. Like, she's way better than me. She got a nasty guillotine and she could choke me. And I enjoyed it a bit. But I was, again, I was young, like 34, 13, 14, like it just didn't, not straight away. And then I took a bit of time off, I turned up one day, and like James not there anymore, he's left, I don't know what happened in the gym, and there's another coach there talking, Tom and Stanley, his name was. And he's quite a sound, big guy, like big judo black belt, but he was like flexible, he knew a little bit, and he was pretty good, he's like 4-0 semi-pro, 5-0 semi-pro, the time machine in my head was like fucking basically Brock Lesnar in Merthyr, do you know what I mean? So he does a bit, like I'm going there, and then that's when the bug started hitting me. So I think I was about 14, 15, and I really started enjoying it a bit more. Like, so like I remember my first lesson, like a Superman punch, and I was just like, wow, this is it, right? I've got to figure it out now. And when I was younger, because my mother, again, like she just loves fighting stuff, she loves MMA, loves boxing, we had a punch bag in our front room and a pull-up bar in the kitchen, so I would just be doing my pull-ups and hitting the bag non-stop, that's all I did. And then, so I trained with Tom for a bit, but what happened is like, the class was booming. I remember when we first started as a kid, like it was like 30, 40 guys in, and it just started dwindling down. And the last two guys left, genuinely, the last two guys left training was just me and Jack Tucker. So you know Tucker?
Yeah.
So Tucker's one of my best friends, right? And as we grew up together, like he came from Brighton to my school, and he won't tell he's weird, right? He's fucking off his head. He come in and that's all he asked everyone he first came to school, like, is he hard, is he hard? He sort of like loved this fighting thing as well, right? And he was watching UFC and I said to him, I'm gonna go and I used to call it UFC as well. I was like, I'm gonna go and train UFC. So do you wanna come train with me in this club? And he's like, yeah, so he come and he started doing it. But then Tucker just like overtook me, it's quick, like he's super flexible, he's athletic, he's strong. So I'm like training, and Tucker's getting better. I mean, in the end, it's just me and Tucker left in this gym. So it's like 30 odd guys have dwindled down. It's me and Tucker left. And I remember like just like everyone like seeing Jack, and he's like, Jack's gonna be in the UFC and that. Like I was like, shit. Like I don't know what it was. I just couldn't learn. Like I don't know if part of my brain just wouldn't take in the information. Like, but I would do a little bit, but I just did not learn that well. Like genuinely, I was terrible. So we had a bit of time off. And then I the bugs are laying. I'm sitting in the house and I'm thinking, I want to still train. Like, I don't want to not be training. Like, it was again one night I didn't want to go out because I was getting like 17 years old, I think it was. So, like, you know, it's like first going into town and stuff for the boys, like sneaking into clubs and that. So, like, I didn't want to be out on or I couldn't handle myself. And I wanted to do things I did just love. Like, still watching MMA obsessively. And I went to Iron Warrior, so Jane Weaver, like the first guy who was doing it, he had a gym member, so I went there. I trained with him for like a year and I was doing all right as well. I was enjoying it. I was doing like these like titty punch fights, they call it. So I did like, I was 1-5, right? So this is my record. I had 1 win, 5 losses, titty punch, terrible. So I just could not win a titty punch. I just don't know what, I just kept getting caught in like jiu-jitsu and busy. I was always guillotined. I was just getting guillotined a lot. And I think while I was watching like a countdown, and it was like UFC prime time, Johnny Hendricks fighting GSP, I'm sure it was. And Johnny Hendricks was like, the reason I got so much power is because I trained Gi. Now, obviously, USADA went about then, so the real reason was something else. But he said it was the Gi, and I sat there, I was like, well, so Gi training makes you hard, and like, everyone wants to knock someone out one punch, like. So there was the Chris Reese Academy room now, they had an affiliate, they had a coach, and I was teaching an affiliate up in like Merthyr, up in Pant Industrial Estate, and I knew a boy who trained early, maybe like 4 years earlier, and he was doing jiu-jitsu and gi, and he seen me in test and said, just give it a go. I went up there and I got rinsed. So remember, in my head, I've been training for 4 years, even though they weren't the best training, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I weren't no like jiu-jitsu savant, like, I weren't terrible. So I got rinsed by these white belts, and I never going home, and I was just like, boom, like, this new level addiction at me, like, this gi was good, like, I need to get in there. So I instantly bought a gi and just started training flat out, and I started loving it. Like, how in jiu-jitsu you line up by rank, yeah, like you're right up like top of the class, end of the line. So I'm at the end of this line now with no tags on my belt. I'm like, right, I'm getting to the top of that line, like, do you know what I mean? I'm gonna work my way. So it didn't take me long. I think I did my first combat for 3 weeks and I got rinsed as well. Like, I lost like 22-2, something like that. I was terrible. And but I loved it. So I started working my way up this line within a few months. I think like 2-3 months, Bryn Jenkins, who runs CF24 now, because he was there the other time, he's the guy who like, sort of introduced me. He was like, why don't mean you move the Swans in train full time? I was like, I don't know, like, in my head, because I'm just before I turned 19, sounds a bit childish, but in my head, I thought I'd live with my mum since I was 24. Do you know what I mean? Like, I never imagined moving out, like, it wasn't like a thought in my head.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, come on, we'll get out, so we'll train at Swansea full time. So I said, oh, let me go and train, let me try and do a session in Swansea, see how it is. So I come down like 5 times before I actually got a session with Chris, because like a session would be cancelled, or it was like swapped with a kickboxing, like a Thai boxing class. Yeah, so I finally do a session with Chris, and we just clicked, like, even though we didn't speak too much, I sort of like just got his style of teaching, and I just clicked with him pretty easy, and I was like, I think I need to come down here. Like, I just sort of knew, I can't say it was like internal, I just knew I had to come down here. So me and Bryn start looking for houses, and we find one like around the corner, right, the same street I live in now. And so I moved into the house, I started training full time with Chris. Like, I'm working in Screwfix, so I was working in Screwfix part time and training full time. And it just went from there, really. Like, when I come down here to train with Chris, I hardly trained MMA. We just did gi, just smack. The grappling in this gym is so high level that, like, when I come down here, I couldn't have time to focus on anything else. Like, I just needed to get my grappling up. Like, the boys were rinsing me. And it didn't take long. Within, like, I think just under 12 months, I got my blue belt. Like, I was just smashing it. Like, I was absolutely living in the gi. And it just went from there then. But once I started fighting MMA, like, I had my first fight in my first proper fight. So when I say fight, like, I mean punches to the head. Brett Johns did a show down the Bont, right? And this was like super budget, like, do you know what I mean? Like, cause in, like, we were in his dad's gym, there's a cage, some curtains up the back separated, and that was it, right? And it was sound, like, it was the first fight. So I took the fight in like a week's notice against this boy who was originally meant to fight on the card. And he was a bit more experienced than me, his name was Sammy Shim. And I got wrecked. Like, terrible. Like, I trained down. I thought it was going to be a beast now. Like, everyone got to me, you're going to smash him. It'll be a warm fight for you. Because I was meant to be fighting 2 weeks later anyway. It'll be easy. I was like, yeah, sound good. So I went down there. I got rinsed. And it's just like, you know, bad fight IQ. Just like, just not having the right way to me. A bit of adrenaline dump. Terrible. I remember I sat home after it. And I was like, just fucking crying and stuff. And I was just heartbroken. I was like, I've come down to Swansea, I've committed myself. Because bear in mind now, when I go back now, I say with the 1-5 titty punch, the first no headshot fight I did was back with the Tom and Stanley, and I did it like Ocean Nightclub when I was like 15, 16, and 4 boys like 20, 22, something like that. I got beat up then. And then, so I changed gyms, like I said earlier, go to Iron Warriors, do these other no headshot fights where it's like grappling, striking, like Slant Tristant, again, murked. And, in my head, I've committed everything to Swansea. Like, I was sure, as soon as I had my first fight with the Chris Reese boys, like, the proper team now, they train full time with them, and I got wrecked. And I just sat at home, I just remember, like, I sat in the dark, like, it was pitch black, like, I didn't turn all lights on, I sat there, in black, or whatever. And I knew I had to go to work the next day, or whatever, with Screwfix, and it's gonna be embarrassing, like, telling them all I got beat up again, as I'd done in my previous jobs, when I worked like Asda and stuff, like, early, as when I was doing the titty punch fights. I just remember thinking, like, whoa, you, like, how has this happened? Like, do you mean you've trained so hard, you've committed everything, and you've just got filled in again, and you've got a fight in 2 weeks? Like, I thought I was like a born loser. I swear to God, I thought like I was just born to lose. Like, I just thought I can't win an MMA fight. And this is why I work so well with my coach Chris. So I turned up training Monday. Like, I never take time off. I turned up training Monday, and he's like, just pulled me inside, you're warming up. He said, right, I don't want to talk about it, don't want to hear anything about it. That fight's gone. You're fighting in 2 weeks, and that's that. And you just got to concentrate on it. And I went to say something, not because he knew I was going to talk about the fight, like, yeah. Cause I know I'm like, he just said, not just run on that mat, do your shrimps, get ready to roll, we're going to go out, we're going to spa, and that's it. And that was it, just didn't mention it. I just stuck my head down. I thought, I hope for God he's right, like, about.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, I won by TKO, and like 47 seconds, like, I just said to myself, like, relaxed a bit, went in, just boom, hit him with the right hand, and then he went back, was hitting with the right hand, and I head kicked him, and I was just like a nice TKO, and I was just remember, like, the flood of like emotion and relief that hit me was beyond like you. It's why they call me the angry squirrel in the gym, because I was like tense like this after I won. Like, I was so like relieved. And then after that, then I went like a 7-8 fight win streak. So I went from like within 12 months fight losing in the bond, like having a pacing off a guy I was meant to beat, to fighting the amateur world championships in Vegas. And I remember thinking that, like, I was on the plane out there, and I was like, I can't, like, 12 months ago I was getting battered by a guy everyone told me I'd rinse, and now I'm about to fight, like, what was meant to be, like, as Mark Aldo said, the best amateurs in the world. So did the Amateur World Championships, and I lost my second fight in the championships, and then after that, then just stuck an amateur, and then obviously we are now, then just going through, like, I stayed, kept on fighting, got, like, I won 3 British titles in total. And just titles on UK shows, 2 featherweight, 1 a bantam. And I finished my amateur career 13-3. And my 3 losses, my first fight, a fight I filled in, the second fight in the World Championships, and I lost in the European Championships as well. Like, it's just mentally, though, I think I was like, I remember, like, I'd had, like, basically within like 14 months, 15 months, you'll see on Tapology, that's in like 11 fights, so it's a lot of fights. I remember the last time I lost in MMA, which was the European Championships, I remember, like, just being on the treadmill, and I just didn't want to, like, I didn't tell anyone I was fighting. It was weird, like, I kept it quiet, and, like, guys in the gym were like, I didn't even know you were fighting on, do you know what I mean? I just weren't motivated. And that should have been a sign to me, but obviously this is why you do amateur, you try and learn and get better from it. So now, like I'm doing alright in the minute. I got, like, a 9 fight streak from my amateur into my pro in the minute, and things are going a lot better. But that's a very long-winded answer about how I got into it.
How do you find the transition from amateur to pro?
I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I think the transition-wise, basically, like, I'm finding a benefit from the extra 2 minutes. Okay. So, like, as an amateur, like, you got 3 minutes to work, and it's not a long time. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so say now I come out and I'm like boxing with a guy or whatever, I'm striking, we moving about on the feet. It's pretty equal. Like, you know, no one's dominant, and I get my takedown. I usually did. I finish my amateur fights with a good few takedowns to score rounds. By the time I'd done that, the rounds almost ended. So yeah, I won the rounds, but I didn't have time to work. We're back on our feet again, moving again. It's pretty equal. You'll see it if you go on YouTube. You'll see like the style of fighting, which worked really well for amateurs. Just box, strike, move, takedown, win the round. And But my last amateur fight, just weren't, I weren't getting finishes. So like I was fighting top boys, like I fought Luke Westwood, who was 11-0 at the time, and I fought Kingsley Crawford, and he was like 8-2, and he was another, he's smashing cage wars at the minute. So I've got two real good boys to finish my amateur career, and if you look at it, like they're just decisions. Maybe if I had an extra 2 minutes, I might have finished them, or maybe they would have finished me. You don't know at the minute. But what I found was, like, as a pro now, I'm 4-0 with four finishes and three on the TKOs, finishing my hands. And I think that's come from the extra time. So, like, two of the finishes, TKOs, are from ground strikes. Like, I was able to take the guy down, but this time I was able to work. Like, and like, I can elbow now as well. That's another big benefit I found. You can't go on and pound that well as an amateur. Like, you're trying to rip your elbows out now. You can't. Your arms are tied up. You can't generate a lot of power because of, like, the space you give. With their elbow, you can chop something. So, the elbows and the extra 2 minutes find a big difference. Other than that, there's not much. Like, the gloves now, you don't notice, really. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I find a bit mad. Like for my last fight, sticking them on, I'm like, I'm going to get it with this later. Yeah. Like, I'm going to get it with this little, like, thin piece of rubber or leather just in the chops. But, not a massive difference between amateur and pro. Just small little things that, for me anyway, like time and elbows.
How do you find it fighting now, like, abroad in these hostile environments like you have been, like, in the last fight?
I personally relish it, but I said this after my Warrior Fight Series interview. So I fought a London lad up in Warrior Fight Series, my first amateur for the Warrior Fight Series title, and I beat him. And I was being interviewed after, and they asked me like, how do I find coming away to London, do you know what I mean, and fighting against a boy from Maine, but stuff. And I was like, I fought in Vegas, I fought everywhere now, like I've been all around, and it's the same, it's no different. Like a cage to a cage, like, do you know what I mean? If there's a crowd of people around or not, like, as soon as you just lock eyes on each other, you focus on that, and there's no difference. If anything, like, I like the pantomime of it. So, when I was in Jordan, like, I don't know if you've seen it, like, as I'm about to walk out, like, I'm not nervous, I'm really nervous at all, I'm nervous in the back, like stand there, but when I'm about to walk out, it's showtime, like, it just starts, like, I got this, I can't explain it, like, it's just, I'm going, I'm performing.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I'm looking across, and, like, there's, like, 40 grown men, I guess, to me and stuff, but I'm enjoying it, like, yeah, I'm like, yeah. When I was younger and I was saying, like, I was watching UFCs and stuff, and like you see that and like you want to be there, and I feel like a lot of fighters look too much like to UFC, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sad, and like, you gotta remember, you just want to be in front of a big crowd showing off all your hard work. So like, as I'm walking out and I've seen all these guys booing, like, I'm loving it. Like, this is a flat out crowd, like, there's loads of people here, where they want me to win or lose or not, do you know what I mean? I'm performing in front of thousands of people now, doing something I love, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a social club, do you know what I mean? It's not a leisure centre, it's like an actual venue. So like, booze now didn't bother me at all. I don't see, crowds or anything. I asked Brave for me against a Brazilian in Brazil, I was like, oh, go on, that'd be a good drama, like a good pantomime.
Yeah.
But I don't think like the fans would be, so I had light to throw in my last fight, which was quite funny. Like, I never jumped in the cage, boom, light on the chest. But yeah, no difference at all, really. Like, I'd fight anywhere, like, it wouldn't bother me.
How do you find the sort of preparation in terms of fight week in places like that? Because some of the other fighters we speak to, they fight so close to home, it's really comfortable.
I got used to it. So basically, like, as an amateur, you gotta have a look. I hardly fought at home, do you know what I mean? Like, I did a couple of, like, the Pain Pit Cage or Whale shows. I did my first pro fight was in Swansea, and that was it, really. Like, I hardly fought at home. I always fought, like, England or wherever. I always fought away. So I was used to being away for like a day or two. So like, if I fought Made for the Cage, you come to the Friday night away and Saturdays, so you have a day off. But when I was going with Brave, you do the full week away, you do like a day. This, for me, I'm taking this like experience when I go to like a big show like the UFC. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're doing a fight week away. You get there Monday, you do media work, you do like post signings, you do the full Shazam. Do you know what I mean? Like, the lot. So, for me, the biggest difference, like, when I'm going away and doing something is, usually food, like, because like, if you weight cut in, like, well, you get to eat. But other than that, I just try and take it in. So like, when I was in Pakistan, like, no one usually goes to Pakistan. Yeah, I go out there, I'm like, right, I'm sure we go to the buffet or wherever, I go do one fight week. But other than that, I just go out strutting about and start to look at it all. I just try and take it in, because a fight, it's just a fight, do you know what I mean? Like, people look at it too much, and it's just a fight. Like, whether you win or lose, you're gonna have a fight anyway. So if you're in a foreign place, don't like, I don't let the moment, like what I'm about to do on Saturday or whatever, take that away from where I am. Like, I'm out somewhere, I'm going to a little explore. If I got the energy for it and I'm feeling good, I'll go out and have a little walk around and just interact with people I wouldn't usually get to interact with. And I feel like, for me, I think it helps a lot. Like, I feel more relaxed. Like, I'm enjoying myself. Like, none of it feels like work. None of it feels like I'm forced to do it. At no point am I out there and I'm thinking, I want to be back home. I wish I was in my own bed. I am, fuck, like, do you know what I mean? I'll be in my bed all year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
I'll take a week or two anyway. Do you know what I mean? Go away somewhere. So, I almost not treat like a holiday because, like, then day in the back of my mind, like, I have got a fight in the weekend. But I just appreciate what opportunity I've got. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. I could be cut. You don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just take it in for his.
How did you assess that performance of Jordan?
Oh, I weren't too happy with it, to be honest. No. Like, no, I never sat there like on the table. I was fuming. So, like, I weren't feeling too well the week before. I had a bit of a cough and I started, my chest getting tight. And I thought I'd be alright going into the fight until I didn't realise they could smoke in the venue, cigarettes. Like, I don't do anything to do with cigarettes at all.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so when they were smoking the venue, I was the last fight of the prelim, so I was like 3 hours into the event. So you imagine people being here at 5 o'clock, I'm on like half a steak and they've been smoking fags and stuff, whatever. Like, and I remember I was in the back warming up and I'd go out down on and check the crowd and I could just see like, oh, it's thick in here.
Yeah.
And like it was smoky and like I'm just not used to that environment. So when I was in there, I felt like just a bit more fatigued. And this is one of the fittest I've ever been. Like, I was smashing my 5K times. Like, everything was, like, improving, like, statistic-wise of what I was doing, my numbers. But when I was in there, I just felt real. I know Chris asked me in between rounds, like, how are you feeling? I was like, oh, I feel tight, like, my chest is hurting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel the smoke. And he was drinking water in between rounds while he was cornering me to keep his throat clear because he was so smoky. I remember, like, crouching down, like, if you watch it, I talked to my coach before. When my opponent walks up, I'll chat to him. I was looking at Chris, and I just like this guy standing, just sound a fag, like, and just like see the burning orange bit, and then like obviously I turn to my left, and another guy looks at me, and just goes, but yeah, so I weren't massively happy with the performance. Like, it was very sweaty as well. I don't know if it was like the cigarette smoke, but like I was slipping a lot. Like, you've seen the third round, like our feet are literally like couldn't stick to the mat, and I've got good top pressure. Like, if I get on top of guys, they don't usually get up. Like, it's rare, and I was on top of him, and he was sliding away from me. I was like, "Fuck, I'm gonna lose him. He's gonna get up." I've been knocked down in my career with a punch so far, and in the fight, I slipped twice. One of them looked like he hit my chest. I threw a kick, and he caught me and punched me. And the other one was I threw a kick and just slipped onto my ass, and he was just sliding. It was just, but I wasn't happy. Like, I just felt like, I don't know. I felt like I could have done it a bit cleaner. Like, even the KO, like, it was just a checkup. Like, I feel like I could have done it on the front foot. But that's just me just being a bit picky with it.
So now you're doing all right there, as you said.
Yeah.
You're procreating 4 wins on a 9-win streak. What do you think's next for you now? Are we going to see you moving to maybe Cage Warriors or something? No,
I'm good with Brave at the minute. Like, they look after me really well. And, like, not just, like, like, they pay me well and stuff. Like, I tell anyone that, like, they're brilliant for it. Like, they're really good. But they just, like, I was at Cage the weekend. I was speaking to Ian Dean, like, and he was like, look, you, like, I could have gone back there and stuff and gone to Cage. But the prop for me, like, and I say I'm 24. Like, I want to travel. I don't like fighting home. Like, I don't like nothing to do with, like, pressure or anything. It's just the fact that, like, I want the opportunity to go somewhere. I love traveling somewhere. So with Brave, they're an active show around. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you take the opportunity.
Yeah. I did look. I was a little bit jazzed on the weekend, though. Like, I mean, I was watching Jack and stuff, and I was watching, like, my teammate Rowan, and I looked. And I went out and did the walk up with him because he was fighting. And I was just thinking, I would love to be here with all my young fans. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
screaming
yeah.
and that. Like, I would have appreciated that. But I do love going away. Do you know what I mean? I like going to, like, foreign countries now. Like, I love seeing Pat. Like, I went to Jordan. I don't think I would have gone to Jordan otherwise in Pakistan. Brave are doing a show in Colombia in September. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's opportunities to go places I never would have gone.
Yeah.
So I for me, that's the selling point. I don't care about money. I don't care about anything really. For me, the selling point is being able to travel. So I wouldn't change what's going on at the minute. Like, until something big come along. But for now, like, I'm actually Brave. I love it, to be honest.
At your weight now in Wales, we've got a good bit of
talent. Savage, isn't it?
You've got Jack Shaw leading the way, fighting Josh Reeds up
there. Josh.
So amongst the other Welsh fighters, where do you see yourself? Obviously, you're not in Cage Warriors to be fighting these sorts of people, but where do you see yourself fitting in?
I see myself, like, alright. Like, I spar with the boys, we have good rounds and stuff. But, like, I don't care, like, just train and fight. Like, I don't bother trying to compare too much. Like, I like the boys coming on training while I got there and training with good rounds. I had like real good rounds with Josh and Chris before my last fight with Tulare, and we had like wicked spar and stuff. And if anything I just appreciate them giving the rounds to me, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing a round with Josh, I'm like, well, he's fought for a world title, this guy has, do you know what I mean? Like, he's a killer, like, do you know what I mean? Josh, you can bang. And then Chris to Edwards is like a crafty like vet. But again, like with Edwards, I remember being a kid looking up to him. Like, I remember, like, I was in like Reader College Centre on an old Mirth and Mayhem show, and he was smashing on cage wars, I mean, like 2012-ish time. And I'm like, fuck, that's Chris Edwards, like, during that, almost like starstruck, like, and he's on, but like, and he's gonna drop the flyweight. So again, I do some rounds with him, and that, for me, it's like, yes, like, do you know what I mean? Like, but he's just sound, like, he pushed me quite hard as well. Like, he did really good. And I just went home and I appreciate, like, he got a peachy leg kick on him and I just slammed him in. And then I've done loads of rounds with Jack, like, and again, he's an awesome training partner to have. Physically, we're quite similar, do you know what I mean? Like, I think I'm a tiny bit taller than that, and he's maybe sometimes a bit heavier, but physically and even stylistically, like, do you know, we both got like good striking, and we both like got good top pressure, we both round belts in jiu-jitsu, so Jack's like a real good round as well, and he can help push me and stuff, do you know what I mean? Like, I can give him good rounds, he can give me good rounds, and he's a good training partner. And they're all sound boys, like, they're awesome. Like, I have a laugh. I used to love it when I'm as an amateur, if I'd fight in like the Cage Warrior Wales or like the Paint Pit shows, and if we'd be in the same change room, because like it'd always be like a fun atmosphere going into it. Like, it wouldn't be wouldn't have that tension there. It was good, like, oh yes, Chris Edwards there, make me laugh, do you know what I mean? But yeah, they all, I don't really judge it too much, you know what I mean? Like, if they were if I was fighting them, then it'd be a bit shitty, to be honest, because they are sound guys and we get on, but I don't care about comparing it, like, do you know what I mean?
In terms of gyms, this is one of, if not arguably, the best gym in Wales. What would you say about the quality of training you get here, and the partners and the training partners and the coaching staff here?
I think it's a brilliant gym. I think everyone's looking for something, and I feel I see guys bounce gyms a lot, and I feel like I understand. Like, I had to bounce a little bit as a kid, but like, I found the gym that worked for me. Do you know what I mean? I think it's personal. So, people always want to look at like what's the best. I'm like, I'm gonna go a bit ADSD on you now, right? The only way I can describe it is this: I have to buy a new mattress every day, right? So, I'm one of them guys. Whenever I get paid from Brave, I just treat myself to things I need to benefit me. So, like, it's always stuff that like will improve my training or whatever. So there'll be new equipment, like whatever. So I thought, I need a new mattress, my back's a little bit sore, I want to invest in my recovery and sleep. And that's all I searched online, was what's the best mattress to buy, right? I don't give a fuck about money, see, I'll just spunk it. I don't care, I've got nothing in my bank account or 10,000, I'll just spunk it until, if it makes me happy, as long as I can train and eat, I'm happy, okay? So I was like, what's the best mattress I can buy, blah, blah. And like, I couldn't find a definitive article. One was saying it's a Nectar, one was saying Simba, one was saying this.
Yeah.
And in my head, I was going like spinning out, and I was like, it generally is dust down to individuality, like what you might like and I might like is different. So it's the same for gyms. Like, there is, I don't think there is like a best gym. Like, for example, Jack Short, 12 Miami, absolute savage, trains at Babatelary. Maybe if he was down here, it wouldn't be the same for him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying the gym makes or breaks you, but maybe for him, that's the perfect environment, like the perfect environment for him to prosper and grow. Do you know what I mean? Like, he works really well up there. The way his coaches interact with him is perfect for Jack. I could go up there and it could just not be the right fit for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been up there and we've had wicked rounds, but like, training full time for me, it might not be that fit for me personally. Like, I know I work really well with Chris. Like, we work spot on. I work really well with Ash. We work spot on. So for me, like, this is the best gym to me. But I don't think there is like a best gym in Wales. I just think there's like just three solidly good gyms at the minute. It's like the Matt, Tulare, and that's the three solidly good gyms. But then there's lots of other little ones that are just growing and popping up. So if a fighter's watching this asking where they should train, the best thing is, where can you get to and train consistently? And do you work well? Like, for me, I think your coach-athlete relationship is super important. Do you mean, like, I tell my coach everything? Do you mean, like, I literally will tell him before fights, like, I'm shit scared, like, I'm worrying beer. Do you know what I mean? I felt like if I couldn't say that to a coach and they couldn't say the words to bring me back level-headed, then we ain't gonna work well together. And for me, Chris knows exactly what to say when I'm being like a bit of a minge or whether I'm getting too excited. He's not a yes man, he really pulled me back in.
Yeah.
I think if you can't have that relationship with your coach, then you might not go as far as you need to go. That's what I personally think anyway.
Mm. Well, one of the last questions I got is, we like to see fighters planning or looking past their fighting career when that day comes, and obviously
at the end there.
Yeah, so like Jack Shaw made sure he finished his degree and set himself up in that way. Yeah. But you seem quite heavily invested in the business side of things. Yeah. Is that something you?
Yeah. So like myself and another black belt trainer, Ross Banton, we helped run the kids' business here, so it's like our business. It's perfect for me. First of all, I'm not a good worker, right? So like. Like, I'll graft and I'll put the effort in, but like, as one of our staff members, Tracy, will tell you, I'm pretty lazy if it's not interesting to me. So like, I remember working at Screwfix and I was like, that's not going to be a career for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just weren't going to work. Sure, teaching kids, and like, one, it allows me the freedom. Two, like, financially, I'm able to do what I need to do. Like, I can pay for like my rent and stuff, put fuel in my car, I can eat. Do you know what I mean? Three major important factors for me. I can do them things. So I don't usually, like, I'm not one of the people who look much to the future. Like, I don't even look past my next fight. Like, I don't ever look like, oh, I beat him, fight. I don't even do that. But for me, like, if, you know, like, something happened, I couldn't fight again, which would be absolutely heartbreaking, like, we'll just be staying here. Do you know what I mean? I'll just help, I'll grow the business even more. And I'd, like, I thoroughly enjoy teaching the kids. Do you know what I mean? They love me, I love them. And they, like, I'll go competitions with them. And I couldn't think of a better job for me personally. So for that, that's what I would look into. I would never bother opening my own gym. Like, it's such hard work doing it, and I've invested like countless hours in this place myself. So myself, Chris, Ash and Ross have got like a fantastic relationship, and whether I was to fight again or not, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I would just stay here and just keep doing this because it makes me happy, and I don't feel like I'm going to work, do you know what I mean? And I couldn't think of anything better to do personally.
If there's anyone watching who, you know, obviously like to come down to this gym and train, where would be the best place for them to get in touch?
The best thing to do would, if you want to come and train or try the gym out, message the Chris Reese Fat Academy Facebook page, do the 2-week free trial. We've got like inductions or whatever, do the 2-week free trial, and then my best advice is just to smash as many classes as you can, because the only way, you can't try something once, do you know what I mean? Give it a good 2 weeks. If you like it, sign up and get a gi and learn the basic stuff. And if you don't like it after 2 weeks, you'll pretty much know whether it's for you or not. But other than that, yeah, that's it really.
Awesome.
Cheers, boys.